From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A month after Japan's deadly earthquake and tsunami, a strong aftershock has struck. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the U.S. Geological Survey says it was a magnitude 6.6 event centered close to the nuclear complex crippled in the earlier quake and tsunami.
Emergency workers were temporarily evacuated from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The quake also knocked out power to pumps that are injecting water into damaged reactors to keep the fuel rods from overheating. The recent quake, with an epicenter off the coast of Ibaraki Prefecture, northeast of Tokyo, was felt across eastern Japan. It triggered a one-meter-high tsunami that reached shore within minutes. Authorities reported landslides and blackouts in coastal communities, and a hotel in Sendai to the north alerted guests.
There has just been an earthquake. Be careful of fire and falling objects.
A nuclear safety official went on national TV and said the quake did no further harm to the reactors, which were seriously damaged by the massive tsunami last month. John Burnett, NPR News, Sendai.
Congressional staffers are putting it all down on paper now, the 11th-hour deal to fund the government through September. It calls for more than $38 billion in spending cuts and the likely loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs as the country is trying to boost employment and recover from the recession. The House and Senate expect to pass the budget by midweek. Now, President Obama is preparing to unveil his plan for reducing the deficit. His advisor, David Plouffe.
His belief it has to be a balanced approach. It has to be serious. It's got to put us on a firm fiscal trajectory that the country needs to grow economically.
That's Plouffe speaking on ABC. Plouffe says any cuts to Medicare and Medicaid would be made carefully. Republicans want to transform Medicare to a voucher program through which the elderly would buy privately marketed health insurance and be responsible for any cost increases over allocations. The UN Secretary General says he's deeply concerned by the escalating crisis in Ivory Coast. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports Ban Ki-moon accuses the disputed leader of using the ruse of a ceasefire to regroup his forces and redeploy heavy weapons. Bon says Laurent Gbagbo must step aside.
As UN and French forces renewed their fire on the presidential residence of the embattled incumbent, the UN chief said Gbagbo's loyalists had resumed attacks using heavy weapons against civilians, UN peacekeeping headquarters and personnel, and the Gulf Hotel. The Gulf Hotel is the UN-guarded base of the internationally recognized president-elect Alassane Ouattara. Ban says military action by Gbagbo's security forces has compelled him to instruct the UN and French forces to use all necessary means to stop the use of heavy weapons. The fighting must stop, says the UN chief, adding that he's especially concerned about rights abuses and the humanitarian crisis throughout Ivory Coast.
And that's NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton. This is NPR News. The African Union says after talks in Tripoli that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has accepted their roadmap to a ceasefire with rebels. African Union spokesman Ramtane Lamara says he can't get into specifics of the discussions, but he says ultimately the resolution of Libya's crisis is in the hands of Libyans.
As a general principle, the African Union considers that it is up to the Libyan people to choose democratically their leaders. It is not up to any outside force.
Libyan rebels report pro-Gaddafi forces firing rockets into the Libyan city of Misrata today. In Syria, where there have been pro-democracy protests, the government has reportedly sealed off a coastal city. South African Charles Schwartzel came from almost out of nowhere to win the Golf Masters as the leader for three rounds, Rory McIlroy, collapsed. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman's report.
It's said the Masters doesn't start until the back nine holes of the final round, and Sunday, that was never more the case. Player after player emerged to contend. It was a riveting duel to the finish, a duel that included Tiger Woods. At the end, Charles Schwartzel stood alone with a winning score of 14 under par. He won the traditional green jacket in just his second Masters. Woods thrilled the Augusta crowds with a huge surge early in the day. He finished in a tie for fourth place. Rory McIlroy, the 21-year-old from Northern Ireland who'd been so steady the first three rounds, had a painful-to-watch implosion on the back nine. He finished with an 80 for the day. After having a share of the lead each of the first three rounds, McIlroy finished 10 strokes behind Schwartzel. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR.